Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham. We're going to be recapping, reviewing, ranting, and raving about Monday night episode, Halloween night. It was called The Red Queen on Fox. Alongside of me from the VRO.com, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Now, we just finished recapping 2 weeks ago episode.
Yes.
And the fans want to know, Gothamites want to know, you made a comment saying that you are kind of over the Mad Hatter.
Not the Mad Hatter. I'm over the whole Alice in Wonderland crap.
Really?
Yeah, I like the Mad Hatter. Don't get me wrong. I like the Mad Hatter, but I'm so tired of... I want to see more characters. I want to see other people that got out of the bus. Okay. I want to know what's going on with crazy Bruce, not Bruce. You know, that little kid.
Emo Bruce.
Emo Bruce, yes, exactly. I want to know what's going on.
Right.
Other than chasing the Mad Hatter.
But don't you think... So then you definitely would not be happy if we, for this entire season, it's all about the Mad Hatter / Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. You'd be upset.
I would definitely be upset.
Wow. Like
if next week is all more about the Mad Hatter, I'm going to be upset.
Wow. Gothamites. Do you agree? I don't know. I mean, I'm like I said.
I mean, Jerome only got 3 episodes.
That is true. Yeah.
So Mad Hatter only gets 3. Now he's gone.
And you know what? That could be it. This coming up week, it looks like he's still in it. There's a lot of chasing around. They've got to get him again. But
they get him again. They just got him.
Well, that's right. They did get him. See, I'm yes. So. I was like, did he escape again?
How did he escape?
No, it's because you and I.
Oh, I was getting ready to lose my shit.
I know. You were like, what? Did you see something that I didn't? No, that's right. They caught him. There you go. I know everybody's like, wait a second. It's because people, we actually did, we're doing this 2 recaps together. We thought about doing one giant one, but we said no. And so that's what happens when we don't combine them. We're like,
well, I thought you saw the preview because you know I don't watch the preview.
Right. I'd be like, I should have went with it. I should have been like, yes, he escapes.
This would have been all
the Mad Hatter escapes. And you never know, he might. I don't know.
He probably will.
I mean, how are they going to, they can't put him in front of anybody because he'll hypnotize them.
Yeah.
So maybe he does escape and I'm lying to you. And you'll never know because you don't watch the commercials for next week.
Runs to Fox website.
Here we go. So let's talk about, I had to start off at the beginning. The beginning was great with Valerie Vale. She's okay. She pulled through.
Yay.
I'm so glad. But then... we kind of briefly talked about it last recap. Now we're going to jump on it. It was a big master plan of Jim Gordon.
Yeah, because he knew the Mad Hatter would shoot Valerie and not Lee.
Yes, and he'd really shoot whoever he said was his true love, and Mad Hatter was not going to allow that to happen. But then,
he didn't say, you know, shoot my true love. He just said shoot Lee.
You know what it was, okay? Mad Hatter was trying. You wanted Lee dead.
I did.
I'm not gonna lie. My son was sitting on my lap and we were laying on the couch and he was watching YouTube videos on my left arm and then I'm watching Gotham on the right side. So I've got 2 ears listening to 2 different things. But my mouth literally dropped. Like I almost jumped off the couch and Maddox would have flown off the other side. He's 2. Don't worry, people. He would have landed on his feet. But I was worried. I was like whoa whoa whoa. And then when she went to surgery and then she's laying in the bed, I'm like, ugh! And then she wakes up. I was like. But she drops the bomb. She's like, you definitely still love Lee. It's over between us.
Yeah, she knew what Jim did.
And pretty
shitty, too.
Yeah, that kind of was. And I said it in the last episode we just talked about, I, for a moment, this is the first time I've really wanted to punch and kick Jim Gordon in the balls, karate chop him in the throat. That was just a shitty move. Valerie Vale knows it. She knows that this was the plan.
Then he's like, but Jim, go on.
But, you know, I mean, probably Jim's probably thinking, you know what? He ran off and we got you to the hospital in surgery and everything's fine. Right. Yeah. But no,
right.
It's definitely not right. That part there. And when she tells him and he just like leaves, I was like, oh, so it's obvious now because Lee figures it out that he knew that Jim still loves me. But Mario Falcone is like, yo, what's up with this? And it looks like Lee tells him like it was all a plan because he still has feelings for me. So like this is going to get really, it seems to me, and this is the thing that bothers me the most about Lee right now, because I was a fan of Lee. I am a fan of Lee. You're not. You hate her.
I hate her.
But I'm not liking this whole playing both sides kind of thing.
And that's what she's doing. She's playing both of these men.
Yeah, and she knows what Mario Falcone is capable of and his family. She knows that Jim, what he's capable.
And that he's just slightly bit unhinged.
So I don't like how she's playing this because it's just going to cause drama. And Falcone, remember he calls it, you got to preface the one that men fight over. So Falcone knew what was going on from the get-go.
Yep.
You know, so... Yeah, I'm not a fan of what's going on with Lee, but let's see here. And then right after that scene, we jump into, which I thought was a whole another day, but freaking Nygma staying outside with Blondie, Miss Kringle, a.k.a. Doppelganger, or whatever her name is. What's her name?
Isabella.
Her name. Isabella.
Isabella, there we go.
This for 12 hours, they were sitting on a stoop talking.
It's love. Have you never done that before?
I have, but I really thought it was like the next day and he already had, and we were going to see what happened between him and Penguin. But I was like, holy shit, he's been there the whole time. Like, totally stood up Penguin this dinner, which, in defense, Nygma didn't know anything about it. You know,
he said come over for dinner.
No, but he didn't. But no, but he didn't know. He didn't know that Penguin was going to confess his feelings.
Penguin was going to confess his love.
Yeah, which I kind of look like in the last episode, Nygma was waiting for Penguin to say something, and of course Penguin chickened out. But all that changed last episode when he sees Miss Blonde Kringle, Isabella. They're sitting out there for 12 hours talking. Holy crap.
That's love.
And then Penguin goes to the library, and...
And sabotage. I was like, he's going to kill her. He's going to kill her.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He sabotages.
So what? Let me ask you a question. So do you think that, okay, now, because I know you're a big fan of Penguin, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you think that was a shitty move to do on Penguin's part?
That was really shitty.
Right?
That was. If you care about somebody, you still want them to be happy.
Oh, whatever. You know there's whatever. If you got you and the girls together, you'd be like, go over there and tell her. She needs, oh,
no,
whatever.
I'm not that type of girl.
Shit.
I'm not.
Whatever. No, but I thought it was kind of crappy.
It was crappy.
Not you know, because I don't know. I just figured Penguin.
But
would have
at
more
the
confidence.
End of the you know the end of the episode, we see that she's a little unhinged because she's like, I'm scared, but I don't care.
I don't think that call. I don't think she's unhinged. I just think that she's so wrapped up in those books. You know that dangerous love. You know, and I think that's what it is. You know, Romeo and Juliet, typical. You know, the two families didn't get along together. And the excitement, you know, and everything else.
That's what I think it is.
I think that she's just, you know, she knows he's dangerous.
He killed someone.
It was by accident. He didn't mean to.
That was not by accident.
Miss Kriegel's death was an accident. The other one's not an accident. It got a little carried away. I think, because remember, Nygma, that was his split personality. That was his crazy side. Okay, if you want to talk about crazy, Nygma's pretty up there.
That's true.
So,
you and Barbara should get together.
No. I like the chemistry between Barbara and Jim, and Jim just always shutting her off, and Barbara's just always trying. I love Barbara. I love crazy Barbara.
I love crazy Barbara, too.
What'd you think about the whole thing with Bruce cooking for Selena?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. He has turned into a little man.
And he's got some swagger about him. You know that? Some yeah, serious he does. Swag.
Because first I thought it was Mario cooking.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. And then I was like, oh no, Nigma just asked Kringle out for, you know, dinner, so he's cooking. Mm-mm. And then it was Bruce, and Bruce. I was like, oh my goodness.
Chocolate cake and all.
Where was he when I was 12?
Well, I couldn't see you. No. I'd be like, Bruce.
I mean, men like him.
I'd be like, Bruce, you cannot. No, I'm not saying you'd like a 12-year-old, fool. I'm saying, like, I would be Bruce's friend. I'd be like, Amy's crazy. Don't go with that chick. She's nuts. She just wants you for your money. Did you think Selena wasn't going to show? I thought she wasn't going to be on a no-show.
I thought she wasn't either.
And then, bam, she pops in there. And not and you know what? Her reason, and I see it, she's just nervous. It's kind of weird. I think
and she, I can see that. She I likes mean, Bruce, though. Remember your first time dating?
So long
I mean,
ago.
You probably won't remember that.
I was like 6 or 4. I can't remember. I had a girlfriend. She was 12. I liked older women back when I was younger. And as I got older, they got younger. But you know, it was good. It's good to see. I'm worried though. I'm curious because I like Mini Catwoman and I like Bruce. But
I think they're going to be great together.
Do you think it's going to last though?
No.
See, that's the thing that I'm because it's going to suck because I don't want to see Selena get hurt because she's already got this wall already. Towards people, and then you got Bruce, and she's
not gonna get hurt. She's gonna hurt Bruce.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
I don't know about that. I think that something's gonna split them both down the middle. That's what I think. I think he's gonna get wrapped up in his personal mission of his parents and, you know, the freaking Indian Hill and emo Bruce.
Yeah, I'm excited to see about emo Bruce.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm a little nervous. Because you just can't trust the freaking Gotham writers. Like, they're, you know, they want you to.
No, you can't.
They want you to be like, oh, and I was like, love is dissolved. No. I definitely really, really enjoyed Jim's trip down the hole. The rabbit hole is what I'd like
Seriously?
To call it.
That's what, exactly what it was.
A rabbit hole. But the elevator, I thought Barbara, excellent job
in
there.
I did like Barbara. It would have been a little boring if it wasn't Barbara there.
Barbara did a great, great job. It was almost like the Christmas, the three ghosts in the Christmas past. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
Plus Alice in Wonderland going down the hole, down the elevator. I thought this whole Alice in Wonderland thing is so cool. I can't believe you've already lost. I can't believe you've already lost interest in it.
I have. Well, Alice in Wonderland was like I didn't like the book.
No,
I didn't
that's
like
what
the
it
movie.
Is. So you didn't. So that. So you're letting your childhood.
I'm letting
your feelings,
my childhood
of
yes.
feelings of Alice in Wonderland. And so now you're taking out on Gotham.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. Because
you didn't get
Thank
any candy
the therapy lesson.
Or enough popcorn in your childhood. And that's. Well, don't blame Gotham. But don't. Well, hey, don't forget. Did.
I need to bring the Joker back.
Don't forget. Did Mad Hatter escape or not? Could I be telling somebody?
No. Barnes hasn't.
We shall see. But I was a big fan of the whole elevator scene, the whole trip, the whole gym. Talking to his dad and
getting
the advice.
I'm very interested to know what the ring is now.
But did you see the ring at the end?
Yes.
Right?
Who is that man in the shadows?
That's his dad.
No, because Jim has his dad's ring.
Maybe it's not his dad. I really thought it was his dad.
Do you think it's his dad? No.
That's what I thought.
No, his daddy wouldn't do that to him.
His dad died, right? It seems obviously
yeah,
a car crash.
Obviously died in a car crash.
Because at first, because you can't trust the Gotham writers. That's why now they're sneaky to me. Now I'm like,
probably Bruce's dad.
I'm like, did? Oh, you shit! Now you're throwing that in there now. Because at first I was like, oh shit, it's his dad. But then you're right, he got the ring. But what if he got another one? You know, that's what I started thinking. Like, what if it is him? Looking out for
Gotham.
Those
are probably the people that killed Bruce's parents, and those same people killed Jim's dad.
Because you remember, Catherine makes a comment that a little owl lady and makes a comment saying that we are the upper people looking out for the city of Gotham. And then the DA was his dad. And so he looked over and fought bad guys for Gotham. So I thought, that's how I put it. Like, maybe he didn't die after all.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
That's a shitty father, though.
No, there's a lot of good shows
no,
where the
that's
dad.
That's a shitty father.
Whatever. I just.
Name one show.
Supernatural. We thought he was dead. He comes back.
Shitty. shitty father.
Whoa! Sam and Dean's dad was not shitty.
Hello, I'm getting ready to spoil everybody for if you haven't watched Walking Dead yet. He killed Glenn, shitty father.
Glenn had it coming to him, okay? Sorry.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Daryl shouldn't have punched
exactly.
Negan. So
fuck you, Daryl.
Whoa! Hey, Glenn had to go, okay? Better him than Daryl. Enough of that. Different show. So let's see. So I don't know. Now, I mean, it could be, it's got to be somebody up there that has the same ring as his dad and him. So now,
yeah, his dad was probably in the secret society.
So now Jim's has got to be and it's obvious that they have the same ring. So Jim is in this family.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got rights in it. So I don't know. But that whole ending with the ring, I was like, oh, drop another bomb on me now.
And now Jim's going back to being a cop.
Yes, detective, which did you see Barnes writing his last will and testament?
I saw that.
He thinks he's going to die.
Well, he's basing it off of rats.
True.
He's just turning into the Thing.
He better not turn into the Thing. God, that movie sucks so balls. Except Jessica Alba was in it, and that's the only thing that was good about it.
No, Chris Evans. That's the best.
Oh, God. You can't be one superhero and be another one. That bothers me. You can't be the Human Torch and then be Captain America. They should have just made him Captain America. He's a better Captain America than a Human Torch.
That is true.
Okay, enough of that. See, we got The Walking Dead. We got Fantastic Four.
Captain America.
But yes, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with this secret society. They're watching people, too. They were watching Penguin also.
I mean, but yeah, okay, that's one thing that bugged me also. Mm-hmm. If they were supposed to be watching, they were supposed to know it all, mm-hmm. Wouldn't they know that the Mad Hatter was getting ready to come in? Maybe they did.
She left. Remember? She was in there, and then he was like, did you happen to see the blonde
lady?
Yeah,
but they're supposed to know everything.
And that's why she left. She knew everything. I don't think she's – just because she
so
knew
– wanted to protect the Penguin, bring him into the fold.
Maybe – no, maybe she doesn't trust him. She said once a criminal, always a criminal. So I don't know. I'm not – see, you're going way into it. That's your problem. You start trying to go into it, you're starting to figure it out, and you have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay. Mad Hatter better be caught and in prison.
He could be out.
Somebody better kill him.
Good behavior.
Behavior.
What else? I'm trying to think what else. I mean, this episode was really, really good. I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I think we did.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm the big things. Who's the freaking people with the ring? Is Bruce and Selena going to stay together, or is it going to be broken up? What's up with this triangle of Penguin, Nygma, and Blonde Kringle?
I like that name, Blonde Kringle.
That's what I call a Blonde
sounds
Kringle.
Sounds like a cookie.
Blonde Kringle. There it is.
It's like a Christmas cookie.
Yeah, so, but yeah, this episode was really good. I mean, man, God, that was just doing a great
this
job.
This was a good episode.
But you can't talk crap. No, hold on. You cannot go with me and say it was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
And be on my side. If you're tired of the Mad Hatter Alice Wonderland theme.
I'm tired of the Alice in Wonderland.
That's the whole freaking episode, Dodo. Okay? You can't be tired of the theme and then still think it's a good episode.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Does it really? Think about it.
Yes.
Think about
it. It does.
Please think about it.
I just want them to move on. Move on to something different. And I
right.
think they set it up.
And you know
they
what?
Set
and
it up at the end of this one, moving on to something different.
And that is totally right. But you can't like the episode if you're tired of the theme. You were
fine.
Tired. You were
fine.
Tired.
Fine. I give it a 9.
Whatever. You give it like a 7. People, you don't know, but as soon as we finished the last episode, she was like, I gave it a 6, to be honest
no,
with you. And then she gave it a 10.
Not.
And then who are you going to believe? Right now listening, I sound more truthful than that girl over there, right? Right? She likes the episode, but then doesn't like the theme. That's why she gave it a 6. All right, Amy.
I can argue with you on air.
Exactly, like you like to lie on air. Are you going to tell me this one's like a 4?
No, it was a 10, but I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah, okay, that's it for us. People, if you want to listen to more of our Gotham recaps, go to iTunes, search Talking Gotham. It is there. Also, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike or audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. If you search Variety Radio Online, you will find The Liar. That's where she's at, Amy McCracken. That's what
yes, Variety Radio Online. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We're all over.
There he is. There you go. You can find it there. And then for me, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Everything else is on my blog. Go there and check it out. If you get on good shows, get on there. Follow. We'll follow you back. Well, I will. I don't know about Amy. Because you're particular. If you don't have, if you don't look like Chris Evans, you're not getting a follow. But yes, Amy's on there. I'm on there. And the Good Shows app is absolutely free. You can download it, and then you can talk TV and movies, and we can talk Gotham together. If you're a fan of TV Tag and Get Glue, jump on it. All right. And see what else.
I like Good Shows.
I'm glad you do. Do you like it better than the episode?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay. And I think that's it for us. So don't forget iTunes, search Talking Gotham, and we're there. But we'll be back next week. We will find out if I told the truth to Amy. Is the Mad Hatter locked up, or did he get out?
I'm getting ready to go log on to Fox.com and watch the preview.
It is not there.
I will find the preview. It's somewhere on the line.
We shall see. That's it for us. Thanks for tuning in for the recap for the Red Queen. And we'll be back next. You're going to be in town next week, right? For Monday?
Yes, we'll be here.
Me and Amy will watch the show next Monday night on Fox, and then we'll talk about it on Tuesday. And then I think the following week after that, Amy's out of town, right? You're going to go meet that guy you met online?
Right, I'll be in Chicago.
This guy that you met online, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Put your
taking like 1,000 and some people with me.
Now you're lying now. You're telling the truth about the online guy.
It's not a convention that I'm running. No.
Stop it now. We're not talking about the porn convention. Okay? Stop it. Enough of this. We're talking Gotham. We gotta go, people. Say goodbye, Amy.
Bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.